Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Terumos Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Garinei Truma, seeds of fruit that are truma. Bizman shehu mechansa, if the kohen doesn't just eat the fruit and throw away the seeds, rather he gathers the seeds, he saves the seeds. Zok the Mishnah Asurais, then the seeds are asur to someone who's not a kohen, even though it's not truma min hatorah. We're going to consider it truma. We're talking about seeds, explains the batnura, that are soft. Some people chew on them, suck it, you get out the juice that way. It may be tasty in your mouth. So if the kohen puts it away to eat, even though minatayah, the seeds are not truma, we want you to treat it like truma. We don't want a non-kohen to eat it. But if the kohen throws away these seeds, mutaris, they're mutar. Now again, says the batnura, we're talking about the kinds of seeds that people eat. People chew on. If they're seeds that no one eats, even if the kohen, for whatever reason, puts them away, they're still mutar. Vayitra says in Mishnah, V'chein atzmos ha-kadoshim. We have a similar halacha when it comes to the bones of kadoshim. Kadoshim, as you know, has a deadline. Each carbon is different. But once the deadline comes, you can't eat it anymore. It's called nicer. You have to burn it. There are certain bones that are like softer, the tips of wings and so on. The Batanura gives us a list. And some people eat them, but it depends. Bizman shehu mechanason, when the person eating the carbon collects it, he gathers it, asur, and it's asur. So you consider it food. If it's food, once the deadline passes, it's nicer. But v'im hishlichan, if he threw away the bones, then they're mutar after the deadline because they're not considered food. Then mutar. Vayitra says the Mishnah. Now, when you have a piece of tefuah, there's something called mursan. Mursan is a tough bran. It's like a husk that surrounds the grain kernel. You're not ready to grind it into flour until you get this husk off. Even after you get it off and you grind what's left into flour, there's another little skin which is much thinner. It's like a fine bran. That's called subin. So Zok the Mishnah, hamursan mutter. People don't eat it. The subin, however, it depends. Shel chadoshais, if it comes from, let's say, fresh wheat that was grinded up, asuris it's asur. Why? The suban itself may not have the kedusha of truma. But what happens with new tefuah, especially, because it's not dry, it's hard to really grind it properly, and some of the flour sticks to it. So you may think you're throwing away the suban, you may think you're eating the suban, but there's going to be some of the flour there as well. So someone who's not a kohen cannot eat it. But v'shal yishanais, older grain means more than 30 days because it's dried out. Once you grind it, the subin falls away. There's no flour that's connected to the subin, and therefore the subin is not a problem when it comes to truma. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. V'noig b'truma k'derech shu noig b'chulam. The kohen, you can do with this truma what you would do with your bread. Some people are going to say, I have to get all the bran out before I eat it. So fine, do it. Keep sifting out the bran. It's not truma. You don't have to keep it. As long as we're not worried that there's some flour which is truma connected to it. Now sometimes even after you get all the bran out, people continue to sift and sift and sift because every time you sift, it becomes more pure. It becomes a better flour. The best flour is called soilus. Zok the Mishnah, hamasales kav ekabayim lisa. The person takes truma flour that the bran was taken out already, and he sifts it again and again. And he's left, out of a saw, he's left with only one or two kav of silas. Zok the Mishnah, lo ya'abed es hashar. That's fine, you can do this. But the part that fell out as you were sifting, up until this point, you can't just discard it. It's royally achil, explains the Batanur. That would be called being ma'ave truma, el ravi yinchenu b'mokim hamutznah. Put it away in a protected place, in a hidden place, until it, like, maybe spoils on its own. But you shouldn't discard it. So, chazing over our Mishnah. Seeds of a truma peri. If the kohen gathers them to eat it later, they're asur, assuming that they're softer seeds that some people eat. If he throws them away, they're mutter. Bones of kachim, if the person eating it gathers them, because it's the type of bone. We're only talking about such bones where sometimes people eat, then it's asr. If he throws them away, they're mutter. Asr meaning asr to eat after the deadline. the outer shell, the tough shell, that's called mursin, the tough bran, that's mutter. The subin, the thinner bran, so if it's a from nutfur, within 30 days after it was cut, it was grinded into flour, you can't throw away the subin because there's going to be some flour stuck to it. The older tfu is not going to have flour stuck to it. The kohen can treat the truma the way he treats his chulin. You can sift out the bran from the truma, you can throw it out. You would do it for your chulin, you could do it for your truma. That's learned from the pasuk, ki lachmayu, it's like his bread. Then the Mishnah told us, someone keeps sifting and sifting, even after the bran is gone, he keeps sifting and sifting because he wants to get a real fine flour called silas. You have to be careful. You can do it, but you have to be careful. The part you're sifting out does not get discarded. Because the maisa, it's not as geschmack as what's coming through at the end, but it's still edible. You have to put it away in a hidden place, protected place, but you can't destroy it. When we say a protected place, you have to make sure that someone who's not a kohen is not going to eat it, or someone who's tamei shouldn't eat it, because maisa has a din of truma.